The He For She campaign is UN Women's Solidarity Movement for Gender Equality. We are bringing together one half of humanity, which is men, in support of the other half of humanity, which is women, for the benefit of all. So really the call to action is that gender inequality is not a woman issue, it's a societal issue, and we need men to be part of the solution.
Can you tell me about some of the concrete actions that men are signing up for doing?
So I'll tell you two very powerful impact stories that, again, organically came to us. In one instance, it's a man out of Zimbabwe who lives in a very small village. After hearing about the He For She campaign, he later went on to create a husband's school. Nothing sophisticated. He literally went around his village and he collected all the men that beat up their wives. And he said, this is going to be my mission, to turn these men into better husbands and fathers. In another story as well, you know, we heard about a guy who had lived next door to a neighbor who beat up his wife every single night. And then one day he was listening to his radio, as it actually happens, and our executive director was on the radio and she spoke about the He For She campaign. And this man later sent a very personal email to her saying, "Madam, I've lived next door all my life to this man who continuously beats up his wife. And a few weeks ago, I was listening to my radio and your voice came on and you spoke about the He For She campaign and you spoke about the need for men to play their role. And within a few hours, I heard the woman cry again. But for the first time, I felt compelled to do something. I didn't just sit there." So he went over, he confronted the husband and he said, "Madam, it's been 2 weeks and the woman has not cried. Thank you for giving me your voice." So there's been a real organic groundswell of men taking action, not waiting for us to tell them what to do, but realizing that the awareness is one part. We need to move beyond awareness to action and really to creating the impact that we need to see.
Now, recently, a pilot initiative called 10 by 10 by 10 was launched. Can you tell me what this is?
The whole goal behind 10 by 10 by 10 is to identify strong visionary leaders within three spheres. The governments is one of the spheres, the private sector, and of course the universities. And the rationale for these three selection points is that there's a lot more work that needs to be done on the heads of state level, on the private sector level, because despite the struggle, we cannot speak of a country that has been able to achieve gender equality. And so there was a need for us to take a look at how can we specifically target those two spheres to drive the change that we want to see. And within the private sector, there's been some really exciting things. Accor, which is a French hospitality company, has come up with a commitment of eliminating the pay parity for their 180,000 employees by 2020. You have someone like Unilever, again, a global player, who's also looking at the issue of how can they address the gender gap at the management level by 2020. So these are some very concrete and clear commitments. We have similar thing in Japan, Nagoya, I'll mention one of our impact champions, who's building an entire gender studies center in Japan in order to advance the dialogue on gender equality, the research on gender equality. So this is really exciting for us.
So far, you've seen over 300,000 men sign up, as you briefly mentioned. Is this a disappointing number or is this a big number for you?
It is a really big number for us because I think when you unpack that, what it means in essence is that you have 300,000 men that have volunteered to say, we want to be part of the solution, and they are ready to be mobilized with concrete actions that they are, you know, some of them are already taking actions within their own communities, and some of them are ready to be given things, concrete things to do. So it's a very big number. And I also want to emphasize that the goal of the He For She is to mobilize 1 billion men, not to sign up 1 billion men. So that also means we are reaching men through awareness. We are reaching men, so offline, a very strong offline component of the campaign. It's being implemented across the UN Women Country Offices in 90 offices around the world. So when you add those numbers of offline activities and the online sign-ups and, of course, the social media, we are almost to about 1 million men that have been reached so far. So it's a very exciting number for us to be at this point.